Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yes, thank you, New Zealand On Air Music. It is time for Fancy New Band. Hi, how are you going?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. We're here with Lee, which is very exciting.
Woo!
Because you've played on this a million years ago.
2018, I think. I was playing drums in the corner and I kept bashing my elbow into the wall.
But you're singing now.
Yeah, singing guitar. And
no more squished behind the drums, which is always, it's always nice.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell us a wee bit about the project?
Sure. It's my solo music made in my bedroom. And then eventually I was like, I don't want to use my full legal name. So I made it Lee in all caps. And I've got a wonderful band, Jesse Booth, Karen Norman, who are here, and JP, who normally plays drums, who couldn't be here today, who we love with all of our hearts.
Oh, lovely. And yes, you've got three tracks for us today. Mm-hmm. What's this first one called?
This one's called I Still Love the Moon. It's one of the first ones that I wrote for the album.
Lovely, let's hear it.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get the trumpet.
System fits betwixt us, but I still love the moon, and she loves me too. I have opinions about long distance. The gist is the solar system fits betwixt us, but I still love the moon. She loves me too. But I still love the moon. And she loves me too. And she loves me too. And she loves me too.
Shout out to Finn Grieve on the saxophone, who isn't here.
So good. I love it. I love the moon as well.
Yeah.
She's the best.
And she loves you too.
Aw, and she loves you too. I just heard.
Yeah. Yeah. We go way back.
Yeah. Day one.
Day one. The moon was there.
She's always around. You are sitting on the number four on the top 10 at the moment. How's that been? What's the track? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, first it was I Still Love the Moon, and then now it's March at the Cucks, which is a song. I'd only made like two songs for the album. I'd like started making music again by myself after years of playing drums in other bands. And then I was in my brother's spare room in Takaka falling asleep. I had a dream that me and a few friends, Jake and Keegan, were in a gay club, and there was a trans woman on stage doing a song about trans women unionizing to cuck transphobes by fucking their girlfriends. And the song was so catchy that I woke myself up and recorded like a voice memo, and then the next day made the song. And this is like me trying to make the song as accurately as possible that I heard in my dream.
That's crazy, because I feel like so many people, we have those experiences where we write an amazing, or like hear an amazing song in our dreams, yeah. And we wake up and we're like, ah, what could have been? But you actually managed to harness it.
I just find it funny that my equivalent of like Yesterday by Paul McCartney is March of the Cucks. That just feels really like emblematic of myself.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Should we hear that one?
Yeah.
Like every other girl that you ever would have fucked. Now I got your girl hair wifing me up. Left, right, left, right. It's the March of the Cucks. Up, I look like every other girl that you ever would have fucked. Now I got your girl hair wifing me up. Left, right, left, right. It's the March of the Cucks.
Ending as well.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a complete accident. There was that little bit. I was like, oh, I should sample that. So I like exported it and accidentally looped it. And then it wasn't. I didn't realize I'd left it in the song that I'd sent to the band. And then the very first practice, right at the end of the song, JP jump scared us by doing the like.
Yeah.
We all were like, ah, because I didn't. I completely forgot it was in there. And then now it's on Spotify. It's like that.
But yeah. Hey, happy mistakes.
Yeah.
Love it. That's such a good song. That's so fun.
Thank you.
Rightfully number four.
I think Smashed In the other day said it was the best titled song on the BFM Top 10. Yeah. I was so honored.
It is. I think this week, No offense to all the other bands. I think that has to be the best title.
I was really nervous about releasing this song.
Oh, BFM is always going to play cuck music. Don't worry. So, this album, though.
Yes.
Full album's coming out very, very soon.
Empathy for My Future Self, it's called. Thanks to my brother, actually. I just said that to him in Takaka, same place. And he was like, album title, jokingly. And yep.
Sweet.
Yeah. It comes out the 20th of June. Which is the 1 year anniversary exactly of me starting HRT.
Woo!
Woo!
Oh,
and
so nice.
There's still 5 songs left to mix and 10 left to master. Comes out in like, what, 2.5 weeks?
Yep, you've got 14 days.
Yeah, I'm your division.
You can
It'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Just smash that boss coffee.
Yep.
Sleeps for the week. You'll be fine. And then you have the gig release.
Oh, yeah. July 5th at Big Fan with Club Ruby and KMTP.
Lovely.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Come to the gig. Tickets, UTR, as usual. Yeah.
Awesome. So everyone, stay tuned for the album Empathy for My Future Self is out on the 20th of June. Also, shout-outs to...
Oh, yeah. Shout-outs to Tashi Donnelly, who did the artwork for the album, and also two of the singles, and also to Tyler Trench, a.k.a. Shampoo, who's mastering the whole thing. Shout-out to Finn Grieve, who's playing saxophone on it.
I'm just going to read out everyone, actually.
Yeah, do it. Why not?
Jesse's on it. Karen's on it. We've got Eve from CCTV, Baby Zionov. JP's on it. My friend Mads, who's Derek. And then also Finn Johansson as well. It's been lovely to, after making music, either playing other people's music or making my own music completely alone in my room, it's so lovely to like have the community around, like,
yeah, and
collaborative
stuff. It's lots of people that you've worked with before, but now you're calling the shots, which must be kind of fun.
I'm just a drummer. I'm sitting at the back. It's
You're
hard.
Just a drummer.
I'm just a drummer
holding a guitar and
no one needs to know.
And playing the trumpet and singing and writing songs. But yeah, sure, just a drummer. So we've got one more track for us. What's this one called?
This one's called Comfortable. It wasn't meant to be in the album, and then I made it in one day while very sleep deprived, and then I was like, well, if I can't say feel it slide past the blowjob bruises down the tranny trachea, if I can't say that in a song and release it, I won't be able to release all the actually more emotionally intense stuff about a lot of the album and the trans journey nature of all the songs. So I just kind of ripped it, uploaded it to a DistroKid, and it was out before I could second guess myself.
Yeah.
As a kind of like, no, you have to do this.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're very much looking forward to the album.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming up.
Thanks for having me.
Let's hear Comfortable.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's right. I press play.
Take another pill, wash it down with purple pals. Feel it it's like us, the blowjob cruises down the tranny trickier. No one's making you, you're a big girl. I can't believe you got there on your own. Take a name, take a name, take a name, take another name. Cameron, don't feel right. The Morrigan has it, she left you with May. If you can take it or leave it. Everybody has to make up their minds eventually.
Yeah, well, my song's like 2 to 2.5 minutes long and go weird places. Yeah.
Well, thank you so
ADHD
much.
ADHD people.
Yeah, I mean. Well, thank you so much for coming and playing and very much looking forward to the album.
Thank you.
And everyone, Lee, all caps.
Yeah, L-E-I-G-H.
Check it out. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.